founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth, Jeff Jr. Good morning, Jeff. Let's talk first about what the Federal Reserve will likely do tomorrow. And are you among those who feel it's a certainty they're going to keep the short-term interest rates unchanged?
Well, good morning, Bob. Nice being with you. Yes, I do feel they're going to leave it unchanged. There's significant pressure from the administration to lower them, but I don't know that that's going to be the case. I don't think so.
And how does that affect how you advise people, or does it at all?
I don't think it changes anything. It's really to be expected.
What are people asking you about these days? What are the questions you're getting from investors?
Well, I think the biggest concern is all the volatility that this tariff talk is creating. Everybody is very concerned about what this is going to do to the economy and the market and a lot of these stocks and companies that are dependent on the global supply chain. I've always been an advocate of being very cautious about investing into any companies, regardless of tariff talks, that supply or that really rely on the global supply chain, just because so many variables come into play and tariffs are just one of them.
So with everything that's been happening and all the changes that are coming at us, it's been quite a roller coaster. As a financial advisor, do you sometimes say, don't do anything, just stand by?
Yeah, in most cases, that's usually the best bet. I think investors tend to be very emotional. Your money means such your money is so important to you, so you tend to make some emotional decisions. And if you're on the verge of doing something irrational, the best answer is just not to do anything. But what I would recommend at this point is really just getting a second opinion, because there are a lot of companies out there that can benefit from this, and there are a lot of companies that can get hurt pretty bad.
Are a lot of people asking you about alternatives to the stock market, and what are you telling them?
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point. You know, there's an estimated 33 million companies that are in the United States, 33 million businesses that are in the United States, and only about 4,700 of them are actively traded on the stock exchange. So there's a great opportunity to invest in a lot of the other companies that aren't actively traded on the stock exchange that are uncorrelated to what's going on with those companies. So diversification is key for sure.
You know, people get all the financial news from so many sources these days, and when they hear about and read about things like, well, for example, this morning, the Taiwanese dollar is on the move against the U.S. dollar, appreciating nearly 10% in recent trading sessions, and that is relevant to investors here, and I don't understand why. Can you explain that one?
I don't know if I can explain that one, but I can say there are so many variables when it comes to investing. That's just one small variable that plays a part. And some people, I feel, read way too much information or read way too much into some of this information that's posted out there. And I think the biggest benefit that an investor can have in investing is stay diversified. Stay away, especially right now, stay away from some of these companies that are really impacted by the global supply chain, because they're going to continue to fluctuate and these tariff talks are going to hurt them even more. And get a second opinion if you're unsure about where exactly you're at. A lot of investors have money in mutual funds, and mutual funds are a broad, diverse pool, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of companies in mutual funds, and it's important to understand what each one of those companies do within there.
Besides tariffs, what other questions are you fielding a lot these days, especially from small investors, Jeff?
Tariffs has a lot to do with it. Interest rates has a little bit to do with it. Where to be invested right now? Do I have enough money to retire? Am I going to be all right? Am I going to run out of money before I run out of money? So there's a pretty significant amount of questions that's out there, but it's generally always the same, regardless of what's happening in the market.
Yeah, a lot of questions, but as for the answers, that's a whole other department. And if someone is still quite a ways away from retiring, how does your advice change?
Well, the advice changes in that still stay diversified. It's very important to keep your portfolio robust. And you might want to go a little bit more aggressive, obviously, if you're further away from retirement. But the advice is still the same. Stay away from a lot of these companies that are impacted by the global supply chain, because they're going to continue to be volatile. And if it's not tariffs, if it's not tariffs, it's going to be something else tomorrow that's going to impact them. So I've always been bullish on the U.S. companies.
Yeah, the market has bounced back lately, but for the most part, people who are at retirement right now are already they're the ones panicking, aren't they?
For sure. Yeah, the market has bounced back a little bit only because of the 90-day reprieve, but 90 days comes and go pretty quick. And so it will change again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the message is keep your seatbelt securely fastened, I guess, huh?
That's right.
Jeff Jr. is the founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Have a good day.
You too.